Now, Billy, do you snore?
No. No, I don't make a sound when asleep, believe it or not.
Really?
I'm so loud when I'm awake, but when I'm asleep, silence.
You don't even snore when you've had like a few sherbets?
Never. Occasionally I sleep talk.
Are you? Really?
Yeah.
I do snore.
I can imagine you snoring, actually.
Yeah, I do. I'm not that bad, I don't think. My wife does snore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
This is a question I did not think I would be asking. Whether or not Sir Steve Redgrave snores. But let's find out. Good morning, Sir Steve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed.
Excellent stuff. Do you snore?
Of course I don't. I've never heard myself snore anyway. When I used to train and be on training camps with Matt Pinson, I used to wake up with lots of shoes around my bed. Where he'd thrown them to try and wake me up to stop me snoring. So I guess I am a snorer.
That must be pretty bad snoring as well if people have to throw shoes at you, Sir Steve.
Yeah.
But his biggest ploy was of clapping his hands because a sudden noise sort of wakes you up, but you don't really realise what you've been waking up for until after years and years of this and you just sort of think, I know exactly what's happening here, and you think, I'll get him back. And the time you wake up in the morning, you forget about it. But it's a big problem with obviously within sports, but in general life as well of people that need to be on their game. And if their partner snores, or actually a broken sleep from a snorer as well, can be a problem. So it is a huge problem. 68% of the British public are affected by snoring in one way or another.
Does that mean that you and Matthew Pinson won all those gold medals whilst knackered?
Well, but as you say, when you're sort of having a drink or something like that, when you're overtired, you tend to snorers will tend to snore a little bit more. So yes, that we could have performed even better if we'd had a little bit more sleep.
It's a scary prospect.
Platinum medal, maybe. Mm. It could have been if there was one around. Mutesnoring.com is the website to go to. They're an Australian company, so they must be good. It's launched today in Boots and Nationwide. And they've decided to give snoring the silent treatment. It's like a nasal technology, the respiratory spray or something like that that you pop in. Is that right, Sister?
It's a little device that that you put up to your nose to open up the airways to stop the vibration of the issues that cause the snoring.
I'm going to have to buy one for the wife. I think she does, but she's also a talker like you, Bill.
Does she talk in sleep?
Yeah, I have full conversations with her during the night. Oh. It's very interesting. Very interesting. You can get lots of information out. So, Steve, we can't have you on and not talk about the Olympics, of course. Were you just a little bit upset when Chris Hoy took the best Olympian mantle from you?
Of course I was.
Did you? I know you said that all that time ago.
I haven't spoken to him since.
You said all that time ago, I'll never get him back in a boat, and then you did. Was there a part of you that thought, maybe I've got one more in me after Chris Hoy did it in 2012?
Well, the problem is I finished in 2000, so yes, you think you can do it again, but the fact is you know you can't. And so he timed it quite well of making sure that I was just out of any reach of any comeback of any sort, even though I did tell him when he won his last medal that I was kind of coming out of retirement to try and get the mantle back.
What I want to know is, you know, you sort of won one event gold for all those years, whereas Chris Hoy, he, you know, did many events and won gold in different events.
It's so cheating, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. But what is the biggest achievement? Because he had to train for different things. He couldn't concentrate on just one thing. But
he was always on a bike, though.
Well, yeah, exactly. Whereas you're a specialist at one thing. So what do you think's better? And I appreciate you might be a little bit biased on this.
I think that any achievement at that sort of level is outstanding. And if you're involved in a sport that has lots of different events in it, then good on you, and fantastic for the country to win all those medals. The overall thing is that who anyone gets to that sort of level and wins an Olympic gold medal is an ultimate within sport for 4 years of training, preparation and dedication. That has to be celebrated, and it doesn't really matter to me if it's one or if you win 10 in one go.
The other way I think you could possibly get another gold medal is going into a different sport, something that is not age-specific or even physical-specific.
Shooting,
archery, that sort of thing.
Have you ever shot or fired a bow?
No.
I've done archery. That's quite good. Where it's quite fun as well. It's more fun than you think. Because it gets really addictive.
Well, go along to the archery trials and I'll see you out in Rio, because I'm one of the ambassadors out there. And see if you're quite good at it, we'll take it to a different level.
I might be humiliated if I turn up somewhere like that.
Do you hit the target at all?
I get on the circles, yeah.
On the circles.
Not that close to the middle.
To win an Olympic gold medal, they hardly ever miss the bullseye.
That's true.
I'm not sure I'd be that consistent.
No, I don't think you would be. We've got a dartboard in the studio here, and unless they make darts an Olympic sport, I think we might struggle, Bill.
Yeah, we'll probably struggle.
Darts are not in the Olympics yet.
No,
one day.
Yet.
We dream.
2016 is next year, of course, and Rio for the next Olympics. Getting very, very excited about that already. We've come a long way, Great Britain, it seems. There was a time, Sir Steve, where you know we really only could rely on you to get a medal, and now it seems to be a wealth of opportunity for us to get medals after what happened in London 2012.
I'm sure they've made all the events easier since I've retired.
Well, they probably have. They probably have. But it must fill you with pride that, you know, you most probably inspired all of these athletes that are now competing.
I wouldn't go quite that far of inspired. I think there's been part of it. I think the lows of 1996 in Atlanta, where Great Britain only won one gold medal. And that really kicked the country into gear, really, of trying to do better than we were doing. And each sport has taken up the mantle and very quickly turned things around. And that does come with funding, and especially government funding, having London 2012 as a vision to go to. And always the country that has hosted the last Olympics always does well at the next Games as well. So I'm looking forward to next year of British success.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. You're a big Chelsea fan, Sir Steve. What's your thoughts on what's currently going on at Stamford Bridge?
It's funny, when Chelsea are doing well, no one wants to talk to you about it. And then when things aren't going quite so well, everyone wants to talk about it. So I'm not a fan at the moment. Yeah, it's a bit puzzling that I don't think any of us will really find out quite what's happening of back of house. Hopefully that they'll get a result tonight and keep themselves in the Champions League, because they seem to be out of most other competitions at the moment and could be in the Championship next year.
As a fan, how much would you love to go to training at Chelsea without Mourinho there and ask each player what they really think of Mourinho?
It would be quite interesting. That Mourinho is a complex character, and obviously an outstanding coach, and he's demonstrated that many times over of many different situations. But this may be a situation that he's never been in before, and finding it very difficult to cope with.
What's next for you, Sir Steve? Do you still row for? Do you row for fun, or do you look at that and think, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not for fun anymore.
I very rarely row. I've actually been going out in a double scull with one of my old colleagues, a guy called Eric Sims. We won our first Henley medal together nearly 35 years ago.
Wow.
And we're actually going out in the same boat that we actually raced and won that medal in. So that's quite fun. The boat's a little bit heavier than it was in its prime. But then again, it's carrying a lot more weight than it was in its prime as well.
Well, listen, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. If you want to find out a bit more about what Sir Steve's been talking about, mutesnoring.com is the website to go to. Sir Steve Redgrave, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Pleasure.